what our budget will look like. So I'll start off with the general fund revenues. We have a decrease in the general fund revenues of approximately 2% from the current year's budget. We feel that this is a fairly conservative number with a slight drop in the ad valorem projections and permits and licenses. Our intergovernmental fund decreased approximately 30% from the state projections. These include our liquor and gaming tax, as well as other sales taxes that do lag behind 2 months. So we're hoping that these will look better as we progress into the next fiscal year. Our charges and services have increased approximately 12%, excuse me, and that is thanks to our agreement with Tesla for the next several years on the funds that they will be supporting the county with services that they're using. Next year, however, it's important to note that fiscal year 21-22 will be receiving funds for 2 years. So it'll be slightly exaggerated, and that's the reason for that. Getting into our expenses for general fund departments, across the board, we will have wage increases. Story County employees receive merit increases of 3.5%. Each year when they have a satisfactory evaluation, as well as the AFSCME pay schedule is increasing at 2%. As well, all funds and departments that have employees will see an increase of approximately 20% for health insurance, which is reflected here, as well as our liability insurance. Those numbers are not final. They usually come after the tentative budget is submitted to taxation. We have a few things that are changing the look of our budget this year. One of those big items is the commissioner's budget and the administrative department budget. They have worked hard to segregate some of their expenses, which is in the administrative budget will go down substantially, where the commissioner's budget is taking more of the countywide expenses under their expenses. Including in that is the transfers that go out to other funds. These transfers are taken out of the commissioner's budget. However, they do come out of the ending fund balance of the general fund. Those transfers include road department will receive a $400,000 supplement to the cost of their budget. Tri-payback fund, we have increased that to $1 million. This is due to an audit that was completed or near completed for 17-18-19. And I'll get more in depth in that when we discuss the tri-payback fund, excuse me. Emergency mitigation has a schedule of $78,000 to be transferred over. The emergency mitigation fund is handling all of our COVID expenses. And we feel that this is a very conservative amount, but with other funds coming our way, possibly from other grants and things, we may not need that money. Piper's Opera House has a $110,000 support transfer scheduled, and that will be only if their revenues do not rise to take care of their operational expenses. Our capital projects fund will receive a $2 million transfer, and that is to supplement that fund balance with our current CIP for the coming year, as well as future years. So our clerk treasurer, she has a few items that significantly increased in her service and supplies budget. That one of the main ones is the election expense. This is because she's anticipating certain changes during the COVID election to be ongoing, such as mail-in ballots. Also, the refund account line item in her budget has been significantly higher this year, and we're budgeting to allow for that, although we are looking at other avenues to alleviate the refunds and overpayments to not be so drastic. the recorder's office. She has a wage and benefit increase due to a reclass of a staffer who is going from an admin 2 to an admin 3. The assessor's office, wages and benefits saw a decrease due to a high-level long-time employee taking another position in the county, and this position will be filled with a lower-level employee. On the flip side of that, her service and supplies, professional services will see an increase due to anticipated work in appraisals that's going to be rising quite rapidly. Another big change in our budget is Public Works General Funds, their buildings and grounds. There's an increase in their staffing due to some changes that went on this year. They're also increasing with one new maintenance position, and Public Works in general has a part-time admin position that will be moving to a full-time position that will affect all of their budgets. Another big change in the building department is they are going to be taking the responsibility for all the utilities for all general fund departments, buildings, et cetera, except for fire, VCTC, water, and sewer. So those budgets have all been moved from the specific departments into the building fund. Also in here, the Public Works is combining expenses for their three general fund departments, which is services, parks, and buildings and grounds. So buildings and grounds will be taking the responsibility for their office supplies for those three departments, as well as their Microsoft software expenses and other general fees. The building maintenance line item here also is included is repainting the community development building, which is in dire need of some painting. I'm going to jump out of my sequence a little bit because I think it's really important to keep the Public Works General Fund departments together so you can see some of the changes. Their other general fund is Parks and Pools. They have a significant decrease due to the mixed bag of things that are going over to the Buildings and Grounds Department and a few items that will be going to Service Department as well this year. They have decided to not have a concession stand at the pool. The Service Department is their third and final general fund department. Their wages and benefits increased due to some staffing changes. They're going to be sharing a compliance, DOT compliance position with the Road Department. So this is something that they've been trying to work on for a while. Their service and supplies section is increasing because they are taking the fuel for all three of those general fund departments, as well as tires and auto maintenance. Their capital outlay section increased slightly due to some well-needed tire mounting machine and a tire balancing machine. As our equipment gets bigger, their tires get bigger, so this will help them streamline some of their processes. The Sheriff's Department has a slight increase in his wages and benefits, and that's due to moving the correction officers from the regular employee pay schedule to requiring that they be deputies, so they need to move to that pay schedule. His budget also shows that same health insurance increase. His service and supplies area is fairly static, although he had a few increases in the inmate food contract and the coroner's contract and some medical charges for physicals, things he doesn't really have controls over. Community development. Their service and supplies budget had a substantial increase for a few reasons. One of those reasons is they implemented this current year some new software, which will help them streamline their process, and something that was necessary to do. That was our last portion of getting rid of our AS400 system. It is no longer being supported. As well, they have a very large training and travel budget for their inspectors. We are working with Martin to streamline this a little bit and get some things a little more on the calendar, so maybe we can save some money in this area. The DA's office, they have no real major increases. Their budget is fairly static from the last several years, other than the wages and benefit items that I've already discussed. The Justice of the Court, their service and supplies budget had some substantial increases, and that has to do with them moving out of the courthouse, going to their own building. They have some shared items they can no longer share with other departments that are in the courthouse, as well as they had the need for a vehicle. So tires, fuel, auto maintenance had to be added to their budget. Community relations, that department covers all our nonprofits and special projects for the county. Laura takes care of this. We talk to her a lot because of COVID. That's part of this budget, as well as emergency mitigation. And she also handles our grants. So those are two other things, two other funds that we'll be talking about a little bit down the line. Communications had several employees that have reached their benchmarks and taken classes, and they are being reclassed. Her capital outlay budget is being reduced due to, as you heard earlier, they're getting ready to move into their new building. IT had the general increase in wages and benefits. Their capital outlay line items was reduced a little bit because their major projects have moved to capital projects, as they are countywide, not just for their department. The comptroller's office had a decrease in wages, as we've chosen to not fill a fourth position. However, our service and supplies, we had a slight increase in our professional fees due to a few audits that are coming up that have to be done. Emergency management has an increase in their benefits and wages. This is due to the salary of the part-time director is possibly moving to a full-time director position. Planning had a substantial decrease in their professional services due to several of their projects being completed. So those are all the general fund departments. I think it's a good place to stop to see if anybody has any questions here.
Is there any regarding the initial part of this budget discussion? Give it just a second here. Not seeing any. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions regarding what's been talked about so far?
Oh, I'm good. We've been through it, and thank you.
Agreed. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions?
My only question is just a clarification on the Tesla Services Agreement. You mentioned 2 years in the first year. Is that retroactive? That's not a prepayment on 2223, correct?
Correct. It'll be retroactive. The current year will be paid next year.
Great. Thank you.
All right. I have no questions either. So Jennifer, you can move along.
Okay. I'll be moving into specific special revenue funds within Story County. The first one is the roads department. The roads department had a drop in their revenues considerably due to gas tax and sales tax. We do have the new diesel tax coming our way. However, there's no record of how this is going to affect us. Clerk Treasurer Vanessa Stevens and I had discussed this in length and decided that it was better to go with the state's projections and see where we fall in the next few months. The road department also had a drop in their expenses. However, this drop in expenses was not enough to make them whole revenue to expenses, which is the reason for the $400,000 transfer into that fund. We also moved several of their road projects out to infrastructure and capital projects. They also have an increase in their wages and benefits due to that compliance position that they're sharing with the service department. As well, one thing not reflected in this budget is their portion of the retiree insurance, which comes after the tentative is submitted. We do have a trend with the road department of their fund using fund balance to handle everyday operations. And it's something that we have to look at very intensely with Public Works. They are undergoing a strategic plan, which will hopefully help them in this area to where we're not eating up an ending fund balance to keep their everyday operations going. The next fund is the Emergency Mitigation Fund, which also is getting a transfer from the general fund of $78,000. This fund handles all of our COVID expenses, including the testing and the vaccination expenses. We are expecting some money from the federal government for a new stimulus package, but we have no definite amounts as of yet, nor exactly when that money is going to be coming in. It's possible that money is coming in the current year, so it will not be reflected in this budget. Equipment acquisition is a fund that gets money from ad valorem, as well as sale of any county equipment gets deposited into this fund. That allows us to purchase new equipment. This year, as lined out in the CIP, we plan on purchasing three items for Public Works: a dump truck bed, a director pickup, and a small town plow. We're also anticipating purchasing three new Sheriff Durangos, which will give them, I believe, all four-wheel drive vehicles. This fund also contributes to the Tri-Payback Fund that was increased from $13,000 to $26,000. Capital projects. This fund gets revenue from Tesla. They make a $93,000 a year payment for the Quint truck that we had to purchase to take care of their building should emergency arise, as well as a $2 million transfer from the general fund balance. This transfer will go for the current projects, as well as to build up the balance for future projects. In the CIP this year, our larger projects include the Virginia City Highlands Community Center, a Lockwood Senior Center, which those are shared with the infrastructure fund, as well as tower projects and communication of our internet with IT. The infrastructure fund, this fund is supplied by a quarter cent of tax, and we build up the balance to use those funds when we're ready for certain large projects. Earlier this year, you passed Ordinance 2317, and in that ordinance were some Virginia City Road projects, which include I Street, K Street, D Street, Dayton Toll Road, and E Street, as well as Jumping Frog Circle and Mark Twain. The infrastructure fund is also sharing with capital projects the Lockwood Senior Center and the Virginia City Highlands Community Center. Stop there for a minute if anybody has any questions.
Is there any public comment regarding the items discussed so far? Not seeing any. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions?
I'm fine. Thank you, sir.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, good to go. Thank you.
And I don't have any either, Jennifer. Go ahead.
Okay, we'll move on to the USDA fund. This is an in-and-out fund where we are required to transfer money from other funds and departments that receive bonds, and then we make the payments out of this fund. Currently, we have seven bonds with USDA, four of which are new this year on the projects that you heard Mike Nevin talk about earlier. The total we owe on these loans is approximately $11 million, with our annual payments being around $500,200. The funds that contribute to the USDA is water, sewer, and fire at this time. The Tri-Payback Fund we transfer money into the Tri-Payback Fund from the general fund, the fire district, and equipment acquisition. This is to accumulate money to pay back for all the roads and infrastructure out in Tri. We have not had an audit on this since 2016, so it was a little bit of a shock to see the preliminary audit for 17, 18, and 19 on how much our portion of payback has risen since going off of guaranteed share, which is why we have decided to increase the transfers into this fund to help boost that up. We are currently looking at a better way to fund this perhaps taking when our taxes come in, it might just be better to include the tribe payback in the apportionment transfers rather than transfer money from each of these funds. Our grant fund is an in and out fund. Laura has taken a very active approach in this, and we are trying for 7 to 8 grants this year, which is going to be $160,000 to $300,000, all of which are not necessarily reflected in this tentative budget, as she's waiting on some finalities. And with that could be changing between the tentative and the final. The BC Rail Fund receives a 0.25 sales tax, which is designed to support rail projects within Story County and pay for a bond that Story County attained years ago. It was decided that this year we would pay off that bond. We're not locked in any longer, and the federal subsidies of 4% are no longer, we feel, helping out our 8% interest rate on one of those bonds. So we're going to pay those off as well. We are going to include a couple projects. One of those will be extending the deck. Excuse me, not sure why that's hard to say. Extending the deck at the Gold Hill Depot, as well as a roof on the VC Freight Depot. As well, we subsidize the VNT Rail Commission out of this fund. And right now, our MOU states that's $250,000. The VCTC, Denny and his team have done a great job in anticipating us opening up, but with our limitations, and their budget reflects that. He's got several events planned, and that shows in a rise in his revenues, as well as a rise, as expected, in the expenses to pay for those events. Also in his budget is currently the use in the capital outlay of some money to do preliminary work on a new tourism center across the street at the Black and Howe building or location. That will be coming out of his ending fund balance, not out of his revenues, current revenues. Piper's Opera House is also one that we're hoping we see increases in revenues, which will follow increase in expenses. Unsure of how that will, we can phase into that in the coming year is why we anticipated support from the general fund to keep that building going with their daily operations. And with that, that's the end of the Story County budget, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
All right. Thank you for that, Jennifer. Is there any public comment regarding the last part of the budget?
Yeah, Jay?
Yes, here you
go. Ask a question of Keith. It appears to me we might separate the general budget from the TRA payback, allowing me to recuse on that part of that one item in the budget. I believe that would be prudent, but maybe we ought to check with Keith first.
So you want to approve the budget with the exception of the provision for the payback of the vouchers at the TRI Center?
Yes, sir. So I would not vote on that particular item. It's an abundance of caution, but in years past, we have done that with the budget. So it's really up to you.
No, I think that's appropriate. I think we can do that. Yes.
All right. Thank you.
I was not aware of that. I'll make note of that for the future.
Thank you.
All right. Is there any other comment from the public? If not, Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
All right. I don't have any questions either, Jennifer. So with that said, Vice Chairman Mitchell, if you would like to entertain a motion.
Yeah. So if I understand this correctly, just before I launch into it, I will make a motion now to approve the budget with the exception of the tri-payback fund, and then a separate motion to approve that portion of the budget. Does that satisfy it so that Commissioner Gilman can be in on the first and not on the second?
Well, I believe so. But Keith,
I think what I'd like to see Clay, is just to do the budget with the exception of the tri-payback fund, and we'll do approve or deny that, and then we'll address the tri-payback fund on its own.
Okay. It's a separate conversation. Okay.
Yeah.
So I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the filing of the Story County 2021-2022 tentative budget to the Department of Taxation with the exception of the tri-payback fund.
I'll second your motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. On to motion B.
Yeah, should we just open it up for any comment and discussion before I make the motion?
Yep, we can check public comment again. Any public comment regarding the TRI GID payback portion? Not seeing any.
All right. And Jennifer, could you just really quickly go over the changes that are happening there? Kind of just rough it out. I don't need exact numbers, but kind of what where we were, and then as you've looked at the most recent numbers, kind of the rough idea of the change that we've had to make there to make sure we're on track.
Yes, it looks like we're going to owe approximately, rough numbers, $2 million a year. We never budgeted this much. Our budget transfer has been $750,000 a year. I've upped these transfers between those three funds to be approximately $1.5 million until we get the opportunity to have a closer look at how things are going to come out.
Great. Thank you.
Is there somebody with a question? Not seeing any questions. Vice Chairman Mitchell, you want to entertain that second part of that motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move that we approve the tri-payback fund portion of the budget for the Story County budget for the 2021-2022 tentative budget and approve filing of it with the Nevada Department of Taxation.
All right. I will second that motion. So there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Jennifer, for that part.
Thank you.
Don't go anywhere.
No, stick around.
Item number 17 is to recess to convene as the Story County Water and Sewer Board. Brings us to item number 18, which is a discussion for possible action. Review and possible approval of the 21-22 Water Sewer Tentative Budget for submission to the Nevada Department of Taxation. Comptroller, you are on.
Yes, I am. The water fund. We have rate increases that were approved a year or two ago, which is going to increase their revenue as well as some interest earnings. Their expenses increased only 0.6%, and this does include the new USDA payments for both principal and interest. We have one major item that we're still looking at in the water department, and that is tank replacement or maintenance. Jason Wersbicki is looking at a contract with a company that will take over all of that. And I believe we're including Keith in looking at the legal ramifications of that. So there will be a change in this budget as we move forward into the final. This may cause the water department this next year to dip into their fund balance, which again, as with the road department, we're hoping their strategic plan is going to outline some areas where we can alleviate this problem moving into the future. The sewer department, on the other hand, is only seeing a very slight increase with their rate changes, and it's not catching up to their operational costs. So they are dipping into their fund budget this year of over $100,000. This I see as a problem, and we need to definitely dive deeper into this situation and try to come up with some solutions so that revenues do cover everyday operational expenses. They also do have a rate increase that we are hoping will catch up with this at some point that will alleviate any of those problems. That's all I have for water and sewer, unless you have some questions.
Thank you for that, Jennifer. Is there any public comment regarding the water budget? Give it just a second here. Not seeing any questions from the public. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions about the water budget?
I do not, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell, you?
This concerns me as well. And just to make sure I understand correctly, these are enterprise funds, which means that they need to support themselves. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. They should be running like a business.
And so that means we can't necessarily just transfer in money from some other fund or some other source to support any shortfalls.
Correct. As we transferred money into the road department, they are a special revenue fund within the Story County umbrella. The water and sewer departments are not. If we, as a general fund or the county, gives money to either of these funds to help supplement, it becomes a loan.
Okay. Yeah, that's tough because, you know, we're playing catch up on a lot of maintenance and projects and things that need to be done. But limited opportunities to increase revenue without it going right to the ratepayers. So definitely something that we'll keep an eye on and support you in working towards solutions going forward.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that. I do not have any questions. So with that, Vice Chairman Mitchell, you'd like to entertain a motion?
Yep. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the filing of the 2021-2022 Water and Sewer Tentative Budget to the Nevada Department of Taxation.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 The motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Jennifer, for that.
Thank you. I'll see you in a few minutes.
I believe you get a little bit of a break. All right, that brings us to item number 19, which is to recess to convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board. We are postponing item number 20. It's going to bring us to item number 21. This is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval to approve the district fire chief to sign an interstate interlocal contract with the Nevada Department of Public Safety to assist with transporting mobile training props. Chief Longcar.
Yes, Commissioner, Chief Longcar, for the record. This is essentially an MOU that's going to be set up between ourselves and Nevada State Fire Marshal's office. They've recently acquired a semi-tractor trailer that is used to train fire investigators throughout the state. And while they're in the process of securing contracts with trucking companies, they're just in need of assistance to move it just locally to a couple of training sites. So I've talked to them and I thought it'd be a good thing for aspect and move it for them. I put in certain provisions that it would only be just locally. They'll pay for the fuel for the transport.
I believe we lost you there for a second, Chief. Do you mind repeating that last section? Chief Longcar? Maybe try shutting your video off. Are you back?
Commissioner, are you still there? Yep.
Yeah, we're here. Yep.
Can you hear me all right now?
Yeah. If you have a weak connection, I'd say shut your video off.
My internet's... Yeah, maybe that'll help a little bit. The internet's been a little slow today.
Yep. So we kind of lost you on the last part there, Chief.
Okay, so this is just an agreement for a short term just to help them move around just regionally within 50 miles of Carson City, and they will refund us for any fuel used. But we'll be using our equipment to help them move it, and hopefully it's only a couple of couple of times until they can secure contracts to get it moved further.
All right, fair enough. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions regarding this MOU?
Oh, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, good to go, thanks.
All right, and I do not have any questions either. So with that said, thank you, Chief. Vice Chairman Mitchell, to entertain a motion, please.
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the District Fire Chief to enter into an agreement with the Nevada Department of Public Safety to assist in transporting mobile training props.
I'll second that motion, Clay.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you again, Chief. Good luck with that. This brings us to item number 22, discussion for possible action. Review and possible approval of resolution 21-606, establishing the Fire Protection District Grant Fund and transferring $50,000 from the Fire Protection District General Fund to the new fund. D.A. Loomis.
Yes, I think this might be better directed to Chief Longcar, as it's his request. I just put the resolution and the staff report together. You gotcha. Want to address this, Jeremy?
Yes.
I want to go ahead and, Jeremy, do you mind if I take this?
Go ahead, Jennifer.
This was a request of mine, actually, that the fire department do this because Chief Longcar is going after several large grants, one being the NV Energy Grant. And I feel that it is more clear, transparent, and easier to track if we have grants going through their own fund and not intermingling with his general fund balances.
Fair enough. Is there any public comment regarding this item?
Commissioners and Jennifer, if I can just add one little thing to that.
Yeah, go for it, Chief.
The other aspect of this, too, that I've worked with Jennifer in is we're also kind of setting in there a little bit of money to be utilized as matching funds, because as you guys know, with grants, some of it's free money and some of it there's slight match. As these grants come up, we can better plan for them as well and also have the funds to support that match. And like I said, Jennifer said, we can also track it better this way.
All right, thanks for that input. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions?
None, thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, any questions?
So just to be clear, is this being done unilaterally on the fire district side? In other words, no action needed from us as a role, from our role as county commissioners?
Correct. This is merely a fire district fund.
Thank you.
Fair enough. With that said, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, do hereby move to approve Resolution 21-606, establishing the Fire Protection District Grant Fund and transferring $50,000 from the Fire Protection District General Fund into the Fire Protection District Grant Fund.
I'll second that motion, Clay.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you for that, Jennifer and Jeremy. That brings us to item number 23. This is for discussion and possible action. Review and possible approval of the 2021-2022 474 Fire District Tentative Budget for submission to the Nevada Department of Taxation. Jennifer?
All right, so this is our final budget of the day. The Fire District has now five funds. Their general fund is the 250, which is seeing a rise in their revenues. And this is, again, due to that Tesla money that we discussed earlier. They are seeing a nice chunk from both years into their revenues, which is definitely helping their fund balance and some very specific expenses. Their salary and benefits is one that is rising, both 12%. The benefits is also due to an insurance, possible insurance increase. The wages is due to pay schedule increases and merit raises. They also have an increase in their auto and equipment maintenance, some PPE purchases, and their transfer to the Tri-Payback Fund. I believe that if you have any specific questions on anything that you see in this budget, Chief Loamcar is ready to answer them. His general fund also is receiving money from the mutual aid fund. Any excess revenues from that fund can be transferred into the general fund for daily operations or to be then transferred into their other funds. This year, he's transferring $500,000 out of the mutual aid fund into his general fund, which will then be dispersed to the fire emergency fund, the grant fund that you just approved, and his capital project fund. Did you have any questions for Chief Loamcar or myself thus far?
Thank you, Jennifer. We'll see if there's any questions from the public. Give it just a second here. Not seeing any questions. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions?
No questions. Thank you, Jay.
All right. You're welcome. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions for Jennifer or Jeremy?
My only question on this particular part is if this kind of just how typical a 12% increase in salaries and benefits is, I'm imagining there may be some portion of that that's either one time or organization restructuring or just trying to anticipate for future years, how typical that is or what we can expect going forward. Obviously there are a lot of unknowns.
Last year's budget was completed before their union contract was negotiated. So even though their salaries increased a portion this year, we didn't see that increase in the budget. So this increase for the salary and wages kind of accumulates 2 years. You will see a future increase of 4 to 6% just on the pay schedule and then adding in their merit increases each year. But I don't believe it should be that high.
And if I could, as a follow-on question, maybe ask the chief if there's a component of this that has to do with new staffing, new hires, or if this is primarily just the schedule and the increases that are happening kind of as a routine thing.
Yeah, Commissioner Mitchell, there's a small portion of this that is due to new staffing, and that would be the additional three that we put out in TRI. Where they are covered under a grant through FEMA, the grant does not cover overtime. So we did see a little bit of increase there, but without going too deep into the weeds of the GSA, we did account for that too as well. So hopefully, and like I said, Jennifer says, we get down to that number that we know we can anticipate through the negotiations and also cover those additional costs of the new staff.
Great. Thank you.
All right. I don't have any questions. With that said, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you entertain a motion?
I have two other funds.
Oh, sorry, Jennifer.
Fire District. Excuse me. I'm sorry. It'll go quick. I know this is
trying to cut you
meeting.
Off early. Yep. My apologies.
His other funds are the emergency fund. He's transferring $42,859 into that fund. It's a very specific amount, but he's trying to reach a fund balance of $250,000. This fund is only used for emergencies within the county. We budget revenue and expenses out of this, and luckily, we have not had to dip into it. Next fund is the mutual aid fund, which tracks the out-of-district expenses and revenues. This fund... Chief Loamcar is trying to design this a little bit differently, where all the expenses pertaining to out-of-district fires are coming out of this fund rather than having to supplement his general fund every year. For example, if an out-of-district truck blows a tire, he'll pay for it out of this fund now. His capital projects fund will get an increased revenue of $407,000 by way of the general fund through mutual aid. This will help him with his current capital improvement plans as well as moving into the future. Currently, he is retrofitting air ride suspensions for smoother transport of patients. He needs brush truck pumps that can be utilized in and out of district fires, as well as he is requesting a new ambulance to replace a 2017 ambulance and a new BC vehicle. This BC vehicle was budgeted to come out of this year, although with COVID and limitations of vehicles, it might not be possible to have that new truck by the end of the year. So we're also budgeting for that next year. Then comes the grant fund, which we just talked about. This fund will better track all grants coming in and out of the fire district. The largest one right now being the NB Energy grant, which is a 3-year project. This grant fund, unlike the Story County grant fund, will have employees in it. Chief Longcar will be hiring 5 employees specifically for this NB Energy grant. So their wages and benefits are tracked here and fully reimbursable from NB Energy. And with that, we are done with the fire district.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding the fire district, the rest of the fire district budget? Not seeing any. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions?
Not at this point. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell.
To help me understand, since I'm still kind of new at understanding all of this, the mutual aid, is that generally a revenue generator for the department?
Yes, Commissioner, that is. That's where we operate, where we send engines or equipment, overhead positions outside of our county to assist with large scale fires, or like we saw earlier, we sent a paramedic down to Southern California to work in a hospital. It does generate some revenue off it. So it has kind of been sitting there fairly stagnant for a while. So that's why we're trying to redistribute the funds to where we're actually paying for things that are expenses based off of those type of incidents. So being a little more specific with our money there.
That's great. I think that makes sense. And I noticed that one of the capital projects that you're working on is upgrading the size of the pumps on those brush trucks. And so they would be more, for lack of a better term, marketable in that regard, or would be more serviceable, if you will. And I think that's good to give this that option if it's something you decide to engage in. So very good. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for the questions, Vice Chairman. I don't have any questions, so if you're good, and you entertain a motion for us, please, regarding item number 23.
Absolutely. Let me just make sure I'm on the right page here. 23, where we're at.
Page is 450.
I know. I made myself an index with page numbers for every item. Right. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the filing of the 2021-2022 474 Fire District tentative budget with the Nevada Department of Taxation.
All right. There's a motion. Do we have a second?
I have a second.
A motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Appreciate Thank all you. That, Jennifer.
Thank you very much. I'll keep you apprised of any changes.
Sounds great. Thanks again, Chief Longcar, for being here too. Brings us to item number 24, which is to recess to convene as the Story County Liquor License Board. Bringing us to item number 25, discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the first reading for approval of an on-sale liquor license, off-sale liquor license, and cabaret license for the Gold Hill Hotel Management LLC, located at 1540 South Main Street, Gold Hill, Nevada, Applicant is Jill Clough, if I've said that correctly. Sheriff's Office.
Thank you, Commissioners. This, as indicated, this is the first reading. It's more procedural than anything. We have nothing yet that would prohibit them from holding these licenses. We're still working on the background investigation. However, the initial returns look good. I did meet with these applicants personally last week. Seems like a very nice family, and they're pretty excited to be joining the Story County community. So we would ask that the first reading be approved, and should anything come up between now and the second reading during the course of our investigation, I will be sure to report that back.
Thank you for that, Sheriff. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the Sheriff?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you. I was just going to say that, you know, the Gold Hill Hotel has a special place in my heart. That's what brought me here to the Comstock originally. So I'm excited and hopeful for their continued success.
Indeed. It's definitely a place to visit. All right. With that said, would you entertain a motion then?
I'd be happy to. I, Commissioner Mitchell, recommend the first reading, recommend approval of the first reading for approval of an on-sale liquor license, off-sale liquor license, and cabaret license for Gold Hill Hotel Management, LLC, with an address of 1540 South Main Street in Gold Hill, Nevada. Applicant is Jill Clough. I hope I'm saying that right.
Second your motion.
All right, a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sheriff. Item number 26 is to recess to reconvene as a Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us to item number 27, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of item adjustment to the 070-070-64160-000 capital project in the amount of $10,139.86 to purchase and install a new large format copier for the Justice Court Divide facility and a new voiceover IP system for the Justice Court. I believe James Dean has this.
Yeah, I can take this, Commissioners. James Dean, Story County IT Director. Since the Justice Court is moving out of the historic courthouse and into their own facility, they needed a full-blown large format copier because they're not able to share with Vanessa's full-size copier anymore. So that's about $6,000 of the expense. And then also moving from the old courthouse to the new facility, they needed a new phone system. So this includes both of those items.
Okay. Before I go to public comment, I just wanted to ask James. So we actually purchase these, the copiers. We don't do like a rental program.
Correct, sir. We used to lease them, but the interest on the leases and stuff like that, it just over time doing analytics on the cost, it made more sense to purchase them outright. And that allows us to just pay for a service agreement for only what we use, which includes all the toner and service. And, you know, we can call our service personnel anytime there's a problem and there's no additional charge for that.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you for that. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything for James?
No questions.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
No, good to go.
All right. Then I think the motion is in order.
All right. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the adjustment of the 070-070-64160-000 capital project not to exceed $10,139.86 to purchase and install a new large format copier for the Justice Court Divide facility and a new voice over IP phone system for the Justice Court.
I'll second Clay's motion.
All right. Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, James, for that explanation. bringing us to item number 28, which is a discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of resolution 21-605, a resolution setting grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 245.045 for appointed Story County officials and employees for the 2021 fiscal year and superseding prior action for appointed Story County employees, resolution 20-585, by adding position title of emergency management director in full-time status. Toby, I think you have this one.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Toby Whitten, Human Resources Director, for the record. Human Resources has analyzed the existing emergency management director position for both its assigned duties and responsibilities and the resulting workload, and have determined that the position itself has outgrown the existing flat rate salary assigned to it, which is essentially part-time for that position. We're simply asking to add in consideration for the emergency management director at a full-time grade 140.
All right, thank you for that, Toby. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, any questions?
No questions, thank you, Jay.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell, you have any questions?
No questions, just a comment. I mean, when we have a fiduciary responsibility to manage taxpayer money well, and so I don't think any of us take lightly adding new positions to the county. We pride ourselves on running lean and being very productive, getting a lot done with a small crew. That being said, it's been clear that this position has ballooned in the last year, and really want to thank Joe Curtis for taking that on well beyond what it was anticipated to be. And I think, going forward, it probably makes sense just with the growth in the county that we move this to a full-time position anyway. And so I think it's totally appropriate for us to consider that at this point. With that in mind, that the workload is there already and has been being done at a full-time level for the last year, probably.
Right. I think we were talking 2 weeks to flatten the curve. So I think Joe was only looking at 2 weeks of work. So
yeah, longest 2 weeks of our life.
Indeed. With that, I see the sheriff's hand up. Sheriff, did you have a comment?
The conversation has evolved primarily around the creation of full-time emergency manager. Wasn't really much anything said regarding the setting of wages. Would this be an appropriate point to ask about that?
Indeed.
My question is, the chief deputy's position is included in that scale. That is one of the things through the budget that we are looking at. As of this morning, it's still kind of in a limbo status. So I guess my question would be is, how will that affect the ability to give the chief deputy a raise in the budget without having to redo the entire scale or to come back and redo this particular scale?
Thank you for the question, Sheriff. And I'm going to pick, I would say, probably Comptroller McCain to handle that, or maybe Toby, or both.
As I explained to the sheriff this morning, that salary increase is still under review, and as far as I'm concerned, not in the budget, but will be added between tentative and final, should it be deemed the correct thing to do. I'll leave the next resolution item up to Toby to comment on.
The next resolution item, Toby, did you want to jump on this?
I suppose my comment to the remainder of the sheriff's question would be that the two items on this resolution, the one that he's speaking of and the one that we're proposing today for emergency management, are independent items. One should not affect the other after a completed salary study on the chief deputy position. I hope that answers the question.
Sheriff's pushing for.
Sheriff, did that answer your question?
Well, no, not really, because the item says that it's setting a grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution, and the appointment of Story County officials, and it includes the emergency management director. So it's multiple things under this one line item or this one agenda item.
This resolution 21-605 is simply an update to the one that was set back in, I believe it was mid-July of 2020. So just the only update to this at this time currently is the addition of the emergency management director at a full-time status. There's no other changes to the resolution or changes to any other salaries or grades or anything else on this one.
And so if I may ask, so then the process going forward, if there were other changes, would be to have those reflected in the final budget, but then also a new resolution that would supplant this schedule. Is that a correct understanding?
How about I'll join in here. Toby, are you? Go ahead, Toby. I see you're unmuted.
That's okay, Austin. Go right ahead.
Oh, I think Toby answered. I think we're okay, but just to make it clear, I've done these in the past when I was in HR. And in order to add a position or change a position, you have to change the whole resolution. The whole resolution is the whole chart for appointed folks. So what would happen here, Toby explained that she's doing a comp study with the sheriff's request. This emergency management director thing is a totally separate thing. When that comp study is completed, then simply she could just do an update and ask you all to update the new resolution. That resolution could happen, you know, every week if you wanted it to make amendments. But right now it's still in budget. So sheriff's request appears to be in budget review between tentative and final. If that was approved, he would then be budgeted for it. And then after July 1st, then that resolution could be updated.
Okay. Thank you for that, Austin. So Sheriff, I believe with my understanding, your question regarding a possible raise for someone in your department is currently being looked at right now. Did you have any other?
Yes, Austin's answered my question.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. All right. With that said, is there any other public comment regarding this item? I don't believe I had checked with Commissioner Gilman yet if you had any questions about this.
You did, and thank you very much. No questions.
All right. And Vice Chairman Mitchell, no new questions?
No.
Before good to go. Moving Thanks. To a motion? All right. There you go.
All right. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve Resolution 21-605, a resolution setting grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 245.045 for appointed Story County officials for the 2020-2021 fiscal year and superseding prior action for appointed Story County employees, Resolution 20-585, by adding a position title of Emergency Manager Director at full-time status.
I'll second Clay's motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, everybody. Moving on to item number 29. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of 2020-039-A, reconveyance of Italy Drive ownership to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, located within the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Story County, Nevada, including adopting Resolution 21-604, a resolution determining that reconveyance of Italy Drive is in the best interest of the county and its residents. This action also addresses the written offer of reconveyance and deed of reconveyance. Kathy.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, Lance Gilman here. I'm going yes. to recuse from discussion and voting on this, as I hold a pecuniary interest in the property that is part of the subject of this item. So I will, I'll step back and join the audience at this point.
Noted. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if I may suggest, it looks like 29 and 30 may be related. Could we consider both those items in the same discussion? And we can certainly make separate motions for them if needed. Maybe ask Kathy if that's appropriate.
I mean, they look like two separate items to me, but go for it. Kathy, yeah.
They are, this is Kathy Canfield for the record. They are part of the same, they are related to each other, but they are two different separate motions. So what this is Italy Drive, which is in the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Italy Drive itself comes off of USA Parkway. It's located about the center of the park itself. It was dedicated in 2009 as a roadway, and it was just a straight roadway. And then it had a cul-de-sac at the end that was never constructed. After 2009, development started occurring east of where the road ended. We have the Food Bank of Northern Nevada, Tri-GID has a water tank, there's a communications tower that are all east of where this public road ends. And part of the roadway was gone ahead and built with those developments, but it wasn't the public roadway. And so what we're trying to do is adjust this whole Italy Drive street so that it meets the needs of the community that's out there and the people that are using the road. So in order to do this, there's a three-step process to straighten out the road pieces. The first is this reconveyance of Italy Drive as it was dedicated in 2009 back to the Tri-Center. The second step then would be to do a boundary line adjustment to add the whole length of the Italy Drive to the Italy Drive parcel that would be created by reconveying it back to the Tri-Center. And then also the bulb of the cul-de-sac that was never built would also be part of the boundary line adjustment and go back to the adjacent properties. And that's helpful for them because then they have a straight linear frontage. They don't have this setback that has this cul-de-sac bulb part of it that's really even not even there. So this section is, or this item number 29 is just to reconvey the piece that was previously dedicated in 2009 back to the Tri-Center. And with that, there's four pieces that go with it. The resolution 21-604 that to show that this is in the best interest to the county and to its residents. The written offer of reconveyance, deed of reconveyance, and acceptance offer of reconveyance. So with those four, if those are approved, then the next step is to process the boundary line adjustment, which staff has already reviewed. And it's just done at staff level. That doesn't need to go to the board. And then the boundary line adjustment. And then the third step then is for the Tri-Center to offer dedication of the new roadway configuration. And that's item number 30. All of these things would be done just immediately, one right after the other. So there's really no time lag in between the three of these. But there's an order for everything to be recorded. And so today we're just asking for these approvals, and then we'll get signatures. And then as soon as we have all these signatures in place, then those documents will be recorded. So that'll be on a different day. It'll be recorded, but it would just go one right after the other. So for this section, for item number 29, we're asking for your approval of the reconveyance of the original 2009 dedication piece back to the Tri-Center. Have I made that really confusing? It took a long time to figure out how to exactly do this. So,
sounds like you got it covered. Let me check with the public. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman is recused. Vice Chairman Mitchell, you have any questions?
No, I don't have any questions.
All right, nor do I. So with that said, do you need to read anything, Kathy?
I'm not sure. Does the resolution need anything other than the reference to it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Then I think we're good just with the motion that's included in the packet.
All right. So, Vice Chairman, you are up.
All right. In accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, hereby move to approve the reconveyance of Italy Drive, located within the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Story County, Nevada, to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, LLC, including adopting resolution number 21-604, the written offer of reconveyance and the deed of reconveyance.
Thank you. With that motion, I will second that motion. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Kathy. Stick around. Bringing us to item number 30, this is for discussion and possible action. Consideration and possible approval of 2020-039-B, acceptance of dedication for Italy Drive from Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, LLC, located within the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Story County, Nevada, to Story County as a public right-of-way.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yes.
And once again, an abundance of caution. I hold a pecuniary interest in some of the properties that are the subject of this action item. And so I'm going to recuse from discussion or voting specifically. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you, Commissioner. Kathy, you up?
Yes, thank you. So this would be the third step to accept the dedication of the newly configured parcel. I did want to point out with the boundary line adjustment that would come in between these two sets of documents or these two separate actions. The property owners that are along this that are acquiring part of that cul-de-sac also contributed to the cost of the survey mapping and stuff. So they are the property owners that are impacted by this have been supportive of all this and are signatures on the boundary line adjustment. So with this piece, it would be accepting that the reconfigured Italy Drive section. The one thing to point out is that the Tri-Center and Story County have worked out that this new piece that was created was built to county standards. The Fire Protection District, the Public Works Department, Planning and Community Development have all inspected the roadway and it meets the county standards. But that there's also been an agreement that this new piece of this won't be added into the Tri-Public-Private Partnership Payback Program at all. This is exempt from that. And that was an agreement when we started this that we wouldn't be including the cost for this into the road project. So staff is recommending that we accept this offer of dedication.
All right. Thank you for that, Kathy. I'm going to reach out to see if there's any public comment regarding this item. Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions for Kathy?
No, good to go.
All right. Then I think a motion is in order.
All right. In accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, hereby move to accept the dedication of the new and improved Italy Drive located within the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Story County, Nevada, to Story County as a public right-of-way.
All right. There's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Kathy. And looks like you're up for the next one, too.
Yes.
Item number 31, discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of acceptance of dedication for a portion of Norway Drive from Comstock TRIC Associates, LLC, located within the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Story County, Nevada, to Story County as a public right-of-way.
So thank you. So this is an offer of dedication for a portion of Norway Drive. And Norway Drive intersects with USA Parkway on the west side of the street towards the south end of the park. And so right now this roadway goes through and there's two properties that would access off of this. Staff, Public Works Department, Fire Protection District, Community Development, and the Planning Department have all been working with the applicant to make sure like this was constructed, not only the roadway, but the drainage and things that went along with that. And we are acceptable to find the roadway acceptable to dedicate to us. This also, there's an agreement in place that the dedication of this roadway, the costs for the roadway construction wouldn't be added into our payback program. So staff is recommending that we accept this offer of dedication.
All right. Thank you for that, Kathy. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, any questions?
So just so I understand what's going on here, basically the roadway was laid out recently, has been improved, and now basically it's being deeded over to the county as a public right of way.
Yes, it's not the entire roadway system, because there's not really the need for that whole road at this moment, but the portion of the roadway that has been constructed to county standards, they're requesting to dedicate to us.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I don't have any questions. So no public comment, no more questions. Vice Chairman Mitchell, motion time.
Do we want to check with Commissioner Gilman? Is he deliberating on this one?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Commissioner Gilman.
Thank you very much for the question, Commissioner Mitchell. I definitely can't. I do not hold a pecuniary interest in this particular action item.
Okay.
Gotcha. So no questions then, Commissioner Gilman?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Sorry for missing out on that one.
That's all right.
All right. Motion time.
Yep. In accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, hereby move to accept the dedication of Norway Drive as depicted in the record of survey for Comstock TRIC Associates LLC as parcel 2020-28.
I'll second
all right.
That.
Sorry, Commissioner Gilman.
Okay.
So you seconded it. There is a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you. All right. We're down to basically two more items. We made it. Item number 32, this for discussion of possible action. For possible action and approval of business license second readings A through K. Is there any public comment regarding these business licenses? Do either one of my fellow commissioners have any questions regarding these business licenses? Nope. With that said, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you entertain a motion for these business licenses A through K?
I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the second reading of the business licenses listed under item 32 in our agenda today.
I'll second your motion, Clay.
All right. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. All right. This brings us to item number 33, which is public comment. No action will be taken. Is there anybody out in the crowd that has been waiting a long time to make second public comment? Going once. Sold. All right. With that said, we are at item number 34, and it is 1:19, and I'm going to call this meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for toughing out that long meeting. See you in a couple weeks.